Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com. We're here to
help. Not...
Hi, I'm Mike Kent with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 9 of the NFL season came to a close Monday night in Dallas with the Cardinals beating the Cowboys 21-17. Arizona quarterback Jacoby Brissett threw for 261 yards and two touchdowns in the win, with the defense coming up big, recording five sacks and one interception in the victory. Elsewhere, Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels suffered a dislocated elbow in Sunday's game in the fourth quarter against the Seahawks. He's going to miss several games this season. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft carted off the field with a torn ACL. He's going to be out for the remainder of the year. And with the trade deadline looming, the Dolphins have traded pass rusher Jalen Phillips to the Eagles for a 2026 third-round pick, while the Ravens have acquired edge rusher Draymond Jones from the Titans for a conditional 2026 fifth-round pick. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Cobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Fleet Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
This message is from the Friday Group, a coalition of conservative friends and families. Please vote no on Proposition 50. Vote in person on Election Day. This is the most secure way to vote. If you can't do this, please take your ballot to Republican headquarters. If you need your ballot picked up, we can do this too. Go to rpsloc.org for addresses and phone numbers. If all else fails, drop it in the mail now. Your vote is crucial. We need your vote. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
At D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find the lowest prices on name brands like Levi 501s, $54.95, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95, and at D&J, get ready for the cooler weather with a full line of Carhartt shirts, jackets, and rain gear at some of the best prices around. And remember, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. At D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park, in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council reviewing residential development on Union Road. Where to vote or turn in your ballot on Election Day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with some fog this morning. Highs in the low 70s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The City of Paso Robles has received an application for the development of a 154-unit residential development project. Located at 2930 Union Road, the project from Covelop Incorporated seeks to develop 154 semi-attached for-sale townhouse dwelling units. Currently, the zoning for this area does not allow residential uses by right, as it is zoned as commercial light industrial. The applicant is proposing to rezone the property to mixed-use overlay, which would allow them to continue with the development cycle. In addition to this rezoning request, the applicant is asking the city to allocate 154 general plan surplus density units. This is part of the City Council Resolution 20-186, which allows for a 345 dwelling unit surplus to be built within the 44,000 population planning threshold. This agenda item is only on allowing the surplus density units and will not approve any other elements. You can attend tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting at 6 in person in the Norris Room in Centennial Park, or listen right here on KPRL. The City of Paso Robles is asking residents to remember to keep storm drains clear of leaves and debris. As the city heads into the fall season, keeping drains clear helps water flow freely during rainstorms, protects property, and keeps streets safe. The city says residents are encouraged to take the simple steps. Sweep or mow fallen leaves, regularly clean them from sidewalks, driveways, and yards. Mowing leaves is an easy way to reduce cleanup and provide natural nutrients to your lawn. Avoid raking leaves into the street where they can clog storm drains. Encourage neighbors and local businesses to join in on keeping storm drains clear. Taking just a few minutes to clear leaves around your home can make a big difference, the city says. Where to vote or turn in your ballot on Election Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Today is election day for the statewide special election. Voters in California have only one question on the ballot, yes or no on Proposition 50. Prop 50 proposes to redraw congressional district lines without an independent redistricting commission until 2030. Registered voters have until 8 p.m. today to turn in their ballots. You can drop off your ballot at any of the drop boxes throughout the county, including the Paso Robles, Atascadero, Santa Margarita, and Shandon libraries. This election day, there will be a total of 45 polling places throughout the county. You can find your polling place and more information at slowvote.com. Polling locations will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Those who have not yet registered to vote can still use conditional voting registration, or you must do so either at the county elections office in San Luis Obispo or the Satellite North County office in Atascadero. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo County Parks, will be conducting a vegetation management project at Monarch Grove Preserve in Los Osos. SLO County Parks and Recreation Department says hand crews will utilize chainsaws and chippers to remove dead, dying, and diseased vegetation to enhance fire safety in the area. This removal effort is planned for multiple days starting Wednesday, November 5th, and continuing through the end of the year. Fire crews will also be on site throughout the operation, along with resource management staff, to help avoid impacts to its sensitive species. In sports, for the NFL, the Cardinals beat the Cowboys yesterday 27-17. KPRL will have the Raiders game this Thursday at 5 o'clock. They'll face the Broncos. In the NBA, the Lakers beat the Trailblazers 123-115, the Nuggets over the Kings 130-124, the Heat beat the Clippers 130-119. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Thunder, and the Warriors will go against the Suns. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Those who haven't already voted going to the polls today to cast ballots on Prop 50, the measure that would temporarily redraw California's congressional districts. Representative Nancy Pelosi emphasizing the word temporary.
The governor has said, and we all have said, This is for now, and we will return the redistricting.
Republican Representative Kevin Kiley calling it a step backward when it comes to drawing district lines.
Gerrymandering is wrong. When you have gerrymandering, then it's the politicians, not the voters, who have the power. And so Prop 50 is about one thing and one thing alone. It is bringing back gerrymandering to our state.
More information in the case of Melody Buzzer, the 9-year-old from Santa Barbara County who disappeared last month. Her mother apparently switching license plates on a rental car from California to New York plates on a road trip to and from Nebraska.
The indications are that the license plate was switched to avoid detection. We don't have any other plausible reason.
Mark Ilsick with the Sheriff's Office. Surveillance images showing that Melody was alive with her mom near the Colorado-Utah border October 9th. Jeff Scott, California News.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Keys to Progress, honoring veterans. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Onofrio Zaccaria was one of the last surviving veterans of D-Day. He passed away this summer at the age of 102. In one of his last interviews, Zaccaria hoped future generations would remember.
What war brings, nothing but misery, nothing but misery.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Take the next step forward in your career with great benefits and an award-winning workplace. Apply at careers.progressive.com.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles. Rumor has it you just received the first of many new shipments.
I got over 50 pieces last weekend. They are everywhere. You walk in the store, you're going to see it stacked almost to the ceiling. I've got stuff all over, and I need to move it because I have new stuff coming in as well. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Lessons learned from destructive wildfires in Ventura County have given avocado growers a fighting chance to save their orchards when the next big blaze hits. Ben Faber, University of California Cooperative Extension Citrus and Avocado Advisor for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties, learned from the effects of the 2017 Thomas Fire and last year's Mountain Fire that well-irrigated avocado trees can recover from a fast-moving blaze within 4 months. Faber cautioned growers not to give up on their trees, as fire damage in avocado trees can initially look bad, but turn out to be superficial. You have to wait to let the tree tell you what's going to happen, he said. November 6 marks the one-year anniversary of the Mountain Fire, which damaged 389 acres of avocados, according to the Ventura County Agricultural Commissioner's Office. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Sunny skies today with a few areas of fog this morning, highs in the low 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 52, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow with about a 25% chance of showers later in the day, highs in the mid-60s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday. Low 70s Thursday, mid 70s Friday, upper 70s Saturday and Sunday, mid 70s on Monday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:19.
Hey folks, this is Greg King from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. What a great grand opening we've had. Apparently people love good quality products at a fair price, like our USDA Creekstone beef. For this week, we're featuring chuck roast at $6.99 a pound and 80% lean ground beef at $4.99 a pound. And our best quality of prairie fresh, all natural pork, like our pork tri-tips for just $2.99 a pound and our fresh ground pork just $3.99 a pound. In our seafood department, we have fresh Atlantic salmon fillets at just $12.99 a pound. In the North County, we've learned you love our organic produce, like our 2-pound organic bags of Fuji, Granny Smith, or Honeycrisp apples at just $2.99 per bag. Check out our service deli where we're making fresh, wholesome food every day and many more specials throughout the store. We're Valley Fresh Market, bringing you fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We're located at 1855 El Camino Real off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are pulling money from high-priced artificial intelligence companies. The major averages are seeing a tech sell-off. Palantir Technology shares down more than 9%, even though the data analytics company and defense contractor reported record revenue in the summer quarter. NVIDIA shares are down about 2%. Advanced Micro Devices reports earnings after the Wall Street close. That stock also is down 2%. Uber Technologies saw 22% more trips than a year ago in its recent quarter, though the stock has dropped 8% today. Harley Davidson says demand for its motorcycles is being impacted by economic uncertainty and global tariffs. Harley's profit rose in the recent quarter, though sales dropped 6%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Alrighty, I have one free admission to salute our heroes this Saturday, the 8th, from 10 till 3 at the Estrella Warbirds Museum on Dry Creek Road. They'll have a show and shine car show, first responders display, military vehicle displays, lots of them, reenactments, paratrooper drops, kid zone, food, beer, and wine. Just email me, Kevin, at kprl.com, and I will let you know through the email if you got the ticket for one.
Who's got the best breakfast around? A recent survey says it's a three-way tie between Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Who took the survey? People with great taste who like food that tastes great. By the way, their lunches are great too. Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. Thank you, fellow Americans.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today is the continuing story of the Army's Sergeant of Scouts, Apache Kid. When we last left him, he was a free man, but that won't last long. As a young man, Skibinonted came under the tutelage of Chief of Scouts Al Siber. He eventually became a first sergeant with the name of Apache Kid. The kid's father was killed by a fellow Apache, and the kid killed his father's assassin. While the kid was turning himself in, a scuffle ensued, and Al Siber was shot in the foot. In quick succession, a trial was held, the scouts were sentenced to be shot, the sentence was reduced to life in prison, then to 10 years in Alcatraz, and finally, they were actually set free. But this didn't set well with Al Siber. He had them arrested and tried again. This time, they were sentenced to 7 years at the Yuma Territorial Prison. On November 1, 1889, 10 prisoners were on their way to Yuma. They comprised of Apache Kid and three fellow scouts, five other Indians, and a Mexican embezzler. On the way to Yuma, the prisoners jumped the guards, killing two and wounding another. Within 4 months, all of the escapees were dead except one, the Apache Kid. This is where fact and legend becomes muddy. Supposedly, for 5 years, the kid committed some of the worst atrocities ever attributed to man. In reality, many of the crimes credited to him were probably committed by others and attributed to an easy scapegoat, the kid. A $5,000 reward was placed on his head, which incidentally was literal. To collect the reward, the Apache Kid's head had to be presented to the authorities. But the reward was never collected. It's thought that in 1894, he was seriously wounded and died, but his body was never found.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
The latest Real Trends survey says that RE/MAX agents outsell the competition 2-1 for the 13th year in a row. This is Elisa with RE/MAX Success in Templeton. We're still seeing multiple offers and not enough inventory. It's a great time to sell. We understand Slo County. Last year, our Success Charities donated over $125,000 back into the community. RE/MAX Success gives back with over 50 agents to serve you in offices in North and South County. RE/MAXSuccessTeam.com.
Each RE/MAX office is independently owned and operated.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3. The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The City of Paso Robles has received an application for the development of a 154-unit residential development project located at 2930 Union Road. The applicant is asking the city to allocate 154 general plan surplus density units for the project. This will not approve other elements. You can attend tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting in the Norris Room at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. The City of Paso Robles is asking residents to remember to keep storm drains clear of leaves and debris. As the city heads into the fall season, keeping drains clear helps water flow freely during rainstorms, protects property, and keeps streets safe. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with areas of dense fog this morning. Highs in the low 70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Bomb threats at several polling locations in New Jersey where people are choosing the next governor.
A number of people who may have been in line or getting ready to go vote were had to move off-site to other voting locations, at least temporarily.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Montclair. That's where a Democratic candidate, Mikey Sherrill, voted earlier.
This is an attempt to suppress the vote here, and I don't think New Jerseyans take very kindly to that kind of tampering in our election system.
Authorities in New Jersey giving the all clear. Voters at the polls in Virginia also selecting a new governor. In New York City, Democratic Socialist Zoran Mondani is the front runner to become the next mayor. Former Vice President Dick Cheney dead at the age of 84 that caused cardiovascular disease and pneumonia. President George W. Bush saying history will remember Cheney is among the finest public servants of his generation. America's listening to Fox News.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control
local services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avalatraffic.com. Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's Fall Color Collection, everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. And we'll have clouds and some, sunshine and some clouds, the latter. Low 70s, cloudy tonight, overnight lows in the, we'll just say low to mid 50 range. Then it's been downgraded to 24% chance of rain on Wednesday later in the day, but highs in the mid 60s. As we head out to Thursday, low 70s, mid 70s Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and Sunday, Monday, mid 70s and low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4 up and down, 6:29 a.m., 5:06 p.m. We are at 53 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Cerate windows and those doors. All right, coming up this afternoon on Protecting What Matters. Barry may be the host. He will know later today at 11:30 if he is on jury duty or not. Okay, did the call, I'm sure many of you have been through this, did the call earlier, then they said the call back, and so forth and so on. But nonetheless, he does have a show, and there'll be a surprise guest host if Barry cannot do it. And the first one will be Jacob Zalewski. He's the owner of and Gunsmith, Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Lots to talk about there. And then Election Day special, talking about some things that need attention here in the area. And also the importance of getting out the no vote on Prop 50, as well as the state of political disclosure. So that's all this afternoon. Here on The Right Choice, we'll get it on one way or the other. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. Call them 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can use that to text, 238-KPRL.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only me.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All right. right, whatever may be on your mind. Let's see here. On the text, when more people vote, Republicans lose. Republicans want less people to vote. You can't prove any fraud claims ever. Okay. Well, according to Mr. Caldwell from the other day, that when Republicans show up, there's a tendency for them to win. All right. How about weekend voting? No, absolutely not. Don't want to do that. I don't know. Why can't we just go back to the way we voted? After all these changes, it's when things got a little bit more controversial and so forth. So why do we need to make everything special for people to do what they're supposed to do, the responsibility? A whole day off to vote. No. Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning, you two. Correct me, did I hear Chris say earlier that he thought we should have a holiday to go vote?
I was saying I wouldn't mind it.
You wouldn't mind it. Okay, well, I mind it, all right?
Okay.
Because if you're going to vote, it needs to mean something. It needs to mean you have to make an effort. You don't get given it. And things that you're given have no value eventually. And if you have to make a little effort to go vote, well, then you go vote. Then you remember that. But it just, I go back to when they first passed the Cesar Chavez Monday holiday thing. I was driving north up to the Salinas Valley that day. Valley is full of farm workers, okay? They don't have the day off, but state and federal employees have the day off. There are things that have to continue to function without a holiday. I mean, holiday or not. And that day just irritated me to death because the self-serving people went out and said, oh, we're going to have a holiday for them. Well, yeah, who had the holiday? You know, all the government and stuff, big business, whatever.
Well, it was mostly, you know, because it's California, it's the state workers. State workers that, you know, those people probably never even touched a hoe in their life.
Nope.
And, yeah, the farm workers didn't get the day off, and I'm sure if they did, they wouldn't have been paid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The people, things need to have, you need to put effort into something for it to have a value, you know? That's how I see it. So you just go vote, and whatever it takes, you go vote.
Well, we have laws in the state of California that, as an employer, I have to let you off to vote.
Okay.
And
there you go.
And you get paid.
Okay. Already.
So we need 8 hours off to vote and get paid for doing nothing?
No, we don't. And, you know, see, how much time do you get off and get paid when you go vote?
Oh, me?
Being the... Okay. Oh, yeah, you're the business owner, don't you? Don't, you know, that's how that works, right?
You know, to tell you the truth, I don't remember, you know, years ago, but I just knew that I was supposed to go vote. And I'd figure it out. Either I would go before work, you know, depending on, you know, what my situation was and the, because the different shifts in radio, mornings and middays and late day, all that. But I'd say, okay, so let's just say I was on the air till 3 in the afternoon. Well, I had time to go either before I came to work or when I got off the air. Or, you know, again, there's just, it's not that complicated to figure out and do.
No, it's not. And especially in today's world, they've got lots of people around that are willing to assist you, help you out, ask a question. Here you go, you know?
And this is just an assumption on my part. Well, it's not an assumption. Because of the state of California has laws in place that your boss, whatever you want to call them, you're getting the day off. Not the day off. You're getting time to vote.
Yes. What you it's your 2 hours to do with what you want.
Right.
Okay. The boss can't control it. There you go.
And,
the
other thing too is when you look at the amount of hours, because I gave this as a trivia question quite a few years ago, when you look at the amount of hours that people waste at work on a daily basis, it's pretty lengthy.
Oh my goodness! And especially since the advent of the smartphone, I can imagine. You know.
Well, before that, it was a computer issue.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
So if you have one of those days, okay, you know, it's like when you come up on holidays or you come up on your vacation, you see the calendar, you know it's coming up, so what do? You try to get ahead of things. You know, I'm going to have to bust my butt a little bit more to get caught up before I go or before the holidays. I mean, that's normal in many businesses. So again, this is not brain surgery.
No, it's just something for people to make an issue out of. You know, I don't remember it ever being an issue for many years. You just went and voted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden people are going, oh my, just go vote. And vote no, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, vote no. I mean, this... It'd be interesting how this turns out. There's this. I hope there is as many disgruntled people as I think there are. But the problem being, there are so many people in this state that are on the state dole one way or the other that they're going to vote yes because that's what the state says to do. And again, that's why governments at all levels have so many employees below them because it keeps them in power.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's how it works.
Indeed.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, thanks.
Go vote.
Okay, so this number of 21 million who somehow don't have, again, 21 million adults in America. Again, as somebody pointed out, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are citizens, but this is just... They don't have government-issued ID or at risk of missing out. So somebody sent me in a little math stuff. Is that would be 10% of the population doesn't have that. Well, that's very interesting. That's very interesting because when you look at the numbers, over 33% of Americans receive government assistance in some form or another. That's not including Social Security. So you're telling me we have 10% of the population that somehow can't get an ID, but we have about 33% of the population receiving government assistance. I mean, that's, you know, the old drop I used to play, I smell a rat. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. Hey, so if you look at what you have to do to be a poll worker in California or what you have to do to be on the citizen redistricting in California, you have to prove you're a citizen. So the people that are working there have to prove they're a citizen, but they don't want to check the people voting.
Well, it's, again, hypocrisy, it's all over the place.
And I'm sorry, but the people who can get to a polling place on their day during work, more power to them. There's people that can't. As a fireman, I couldn't always do that. I opted to vote absentee to make it easier. because I couldn't just leave the fire station. I'm sure air traffic controllers are the same way, doctors, all kinds of other people that still want to vote and want to do the right thing,
Hold on there, Greg. Now, I know with you guys, with shifts and so forth, but I'm assuming, you know, as I stated, the polls open. It's open, so you go before work or you go after work.
Well, like you would, in my situation, I would have to have.
Okay, I separated your situation because of the shifts that you guys generally work. But I'm talking about, you know, the examples you use. You go before, you go after.
Yeah, my wife went this morning, right when it opened at 7 a.m.
Okay, so?
Before she went to the surgery center.
I mean, I guess part of this that infuriates me is that we seem to have every single person, no matter what their occupation, and I understand there are some exceptions, they come up with excuses why they can't. You know what? Wake up an hour earlier. If that's so damn hard, then don't vote.
Yeah. No, you're 100% correct. It's not that hard to vote. It's not that hard to get informed. It's not that hard to learn some of the stuff that you need to learn if you're the one that's paying for it through your taxes and your different things. And, you know, it's just, are all these 21 people, are those the ones that are 21 million people, are those the ones that are on SNAP because they don't do anything?
Well, apparently they can't be on SNAP because they have no identification. So how is that possible?
Yeah, that's what's so amazing is all these people that have so many problems. They got time and money to go get tattoos and piercings and, you know, go down to the local pot shop and go complain X, Y, and Z for special things or protests in the street or burn down stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have time to do any of the right stuff that reflects and helps the community and them being a good citizen.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'll be voting here at about 10 o'clock as soon as I get done feeding animals and doing a few other things. And it's 5 minutes away because they put it back for us people that live over here. And because they put it back, I'm going there.
Right. Yep. Gotcha. All right.
But other than that, everybody get out there and vote. If you didn't vote, you can take your ballot, turn it in at the precinct, sign a book instead of an envelope, and you sign that book. Those ballots have to equal the amount of people that signed the book, and that's going to be counted today.
Hopefully.
And, yeah, and if you can't do that, well, then at least taking that thing to the polling place is better than, in my view, than dropping it in the mail. And yeah. We went through the same thing with that 218 deal. There's two trucks a day or something from Paso Robles post office that has to go to Buellton and then come back. They have to go down to Santa Barbara, wherever. And then, so, you know, when they give a deadline on something, yeah, you gotta think ahead on how much time you have for something to be mailed somewhere and be mailed back and the postmark to be correct and so on and so forth.
Well, okay, so again, here's another thing. For those that, you know, they're just going to do the easy thing and drop it in the mailbox today, would you, you've had it in your hands for 3 weeks or so.
Yeah. If you drop it in the mail today, you might as well throw it in the trash.
Yeah, and again, that's part of, you know what, folks? Look, especially in this issue, it's a simple yes or no. It's not, you know, you've got, you know, like a presidential election when you have all these, you know, the locals and everything else on it. So by waiting till the last second to drop it in the mail on election day, you are part of the problem of the delay in the counting because you were too damn lazy to do it beforehand. Well, we have a right. Yeah, I understand that, you know, that right stuff, but it's just wrong. It's like showing up, you know, at a certain business 1 minute before they close and dumping, you know, 300 things on them. Well, you're still open. Come on, folks.
Yeah. No, correct. And you don't need to be given a special day off, and you don't need to be given a prize in your Cracker Jack box, or you don't need to be doing that to go do your civic duty and do what you're supposed to do to make your community function properly. And the people out there that want to take my representation away, just remember that when I don't do anything to help you in the future.
Well, touche.
Exactly.
Yep. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 238-5775, which, of course, you can text that. You hopefully know that by now. All right. Let's see. Nope. We had one here. No, that's the same. From 21 million went to send before. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, 10% of the population. Somehow they apparently they're not getting any government, but 30% of the country is. But these 21 million, 10%, for whatever reason, they can't figure out how to vote. They're morons. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. You're right. They are morons. Speaking of morons, what percentage is 21 million of supposedly 330 million people in this country? And if it's that small of a percentage, why do we even give a damn about them?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, when we look at that in other, shall we say, instances, and specifically some things that are happening in women's sports at the lower level in general, and it's a small percentage, why do we give a damn about them?
Exactly. No.
But you...
Especially that whole crowd. They're like, what is it, 0.13% of the population? You know? And the same thing, if these people can't get off their duff and get a driver's license or an ID card or anything else, then they can't really do anything in this country. So what do we even give a damn about them?
Well, that's...
forget about them.
I would... Well, we have to have people out there who want to help people who don't want to help themselves. That's part of America, isn't it? I'm being facetious, but I'm asking the question.
It's not the government's job to do that. It's the local community to help people that need help, that ask for help. Churches and the people in the community itself to take care of it the way it used to be.
Well,
instead of just handing out, there's another question. How many of those 21 million people that don't have a valid ID are illegals?
Well, that was brought up about the terminology that was used in this, because it just says Americans. It doesn't say citizens.
That's correct.
Which,
well, Americans generally refers to citizens, because if you're Mexican or Haitian or something like that, you can't be American. So the heck with them.
Well,
that's the argument that the common left likes to bring up all the time, though. Well, 21 million people can't get ID. It's discriminatory. Oh, really? It's discriminatory to the rest of us because you're screwing up the system. You know, throw it back in their face.
Well, they are, and again, the assertion here when I first read this morning is that, you know, older people, people of color, and low-income people, it's difficult for them to obtain this ID. Are they saying that these people are mentally incompetent and they're that stupid that they're not capable of getting an ID? Isn't that...
Well, if they're that incompetent, then they need to have a handler.
Well,
or they need to be put in a mental institution.
Well, but it's the assumption on, and I'm guessing this thing is from the left, that these people that they mention here, they're not capable of doing it. Okay? Now, that's an insult, isn't it?
I think so. It's an insult to people that are actually supporting this country.
Well,
if they're that lame brain, get rid of them. Or not get rid of them, ignore them. Or... put them in an institution.
Well, the other thing I said though, if they are this incapable of getting an ID and that stupid, then I don't want them voting.
No, no kidding.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're out of time. We got to go.
Oh, bye.
All right. Bye. Well, that's gonna do it for this non-holiday. Maybe next year it'll be a holiday. Who knows? But anyway, we're done for today.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
The city of Paso Robles has received an application for the development of a 154-unit residential development project located at 2930 Union Road. The applicant is asking the city to allocate 154 general plan surplus density units for the project. This does not approve other elements. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Today is election day for California's statewide special election with only one question on the ballot, yes or no on Proposition 50. Prop 50 proposes to redraw its congressional districts without an independent citizens commission until 2030. Polling locations will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s. It's 55 degrees. Local News Update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Protecting what matters will be on no matter what. Let's see here. Barry may have jury duty, but would he have a surprise guest? And Gunsmith, Uncle Ed's, Jacob will be in, and then Election Day special talking about all kinds of things. Enjoy your day. Get out the vote and continue to support local friends and neighbors, moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.